You're listening to SBS News.
In Sri Lanka's largest city, Colombo, a long queue has formed outside the country's presidential palace. Until last weekend, the colonial-era building was the official home of Sri Lankan President Gotabaya Rajapaksa. But Mr. Rajapaksa left the palace last Friday, a day before huge protests ended in people storming the building. Now, thousands of Sri Lankans have come to see for themselves the life of luxury afforded to the president. In the hot sun, they wait for hours, many clutching umbrellas for shade. Among them is 53-year-old public servant Ranjit Abenaiki.
The president's house and temple trees are maintained by tax money. This is a great opportunity for people to see these buildings because the people did not understand when they were told. It is only now they realise the luxurious lives they had paid with tax money.
Once inside, Sri Lankans swarmed the house, many recording every detail on their mobile phones. While the lavish lifestyle on view is enough to further stoke the outrage and fury felt across the country, inside the house, the mood is festive. Since the protesters seized the mansion on Saturday, footage on social media has shown Sri Lankan citizens swimming in the presidential pool, working out in the presidential gym, picnicking in the presidential gardens, and even sleeping in the presidential beds. Many have also taken the opportunity to tinkle the keys of the presidential piano, prompting this sing-along. But despite the festivities, this woman, Madhavi, says she's angered by what she's seen.
So we entered the premises and now we just came out and we noticed a lot of stuff that has been going on inside. I mean, a lot of my people have been suffering for so many days. And all along, our so-called president, Mr. Gotabaya Rajapaksa, had been living a luxurious life. So he had all the facilities necessary for a common man in our country, while the rest of us were suffering.
The protesters say they will occupy the palace until President Gotabaya Rajapaksa and Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe resign. President Rajapaksa was supposed to officially step down on Wednesday, but he's now fled the country without doing so. The Sri Lankan Air Force has confirmed that Mr. Rajapaksa, his wife and two bodyguards, boarded a military plane bound for the Maldives. A government source has told Reuters that the president has arrived in the Maldivian capital, Malé, but will likely continue on to another Asian country from there. The Speaker of Sri Lanka's Parliament, Mahinda Yapa Abewardina, says he has not yet received Mr. Rajapaksa's resignation. Protest leaders are warning of a decisive fight if the resignation doesn't eventuate. Jehan Pereira is the executive director at the National Peace Council of Sri Lanka.
There is some doubt among the people as to what's going to happen. There's apprehension. And of course, what people are saying is that if the government doesn't go, then there'll be another show of people's power. And this time, it might not be so peaceful.
The president's flight was supposed to bring to an end the rule of the powerful Rajapaksa clan, which has dominated Sri Lankan politics for two decades. With him and his brothers now gone, the future of the country hangs in the balance. Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe is also expected to resign, leaving the Speaker acting as president until the parliament elects a new president. That is supposed to happen on July 20. But whoever Sri Lanka's new leaders are, they will face an uphill battle to restore the country's once promising economy. Financial mismanagement and a COVID-battered tourism industry have left the nation of 22 million people with its worst ever economic crisis, with runaway inflation and severe shortages of fuel and medicine. Jehan Pereira says the people have spoken, but until the current leadership actually resigns, it's not clear that anything will change.
There is a positive anticipation in the country after July 9 that we are going to go in a new direction, that the country is going to go in a new direction with a new leadership. because after the storming of the president's house by people, which the military and the security forces were unable to stop because there were so many people behind them, it was clear that there is a consensus in the country that the government leadership should change, and in fact that there should be a fundamental restructuring of the way in the way we are governed.
The protesters are also aware that the struggle to restore their country's fortunes is far from over. Activist Chintaka Pradeep says the departure of President Rajapaksa is just the beginning.
There was no way the president could stay in the country. He has been in hiding all this time, so he'll have to live out of the country. But just because he's left doesn't mean the struggle is over. If he has robbed, then the struggle will continue until all is confiscated. As protesters, what we have to say is that he's not going to escape just because he's left the country.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.